Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, there is so much news to go over. Greece is teetering on the edge. They're holding the country hostage, the foreign banks, saying turn your entire population's GDP over to us or we're going to bankrupt you. The Project Gunrunner whistleblower is under fire, even though the head of the ATF has been caught lying in emails. Now we know lied to Congress that they did know what was going on. They said they knew nothing, but it turned out the highest levels ordered it and had video cameras installed in the gun shops. I mean, this is a big deal, Colonel Roberts, because if they've been caught setting this up, lying to Congress, lying to the public, and doing it to blame the Second Amendment, and they already launched the demonization by the time they got caught, and the head of the ATF is refusing to step down, where is Congress hauling this guy in? Where's the Justice Department? Oh, the head of the Justice Department was the deputy head of the Justice Department who helped cover things up at OKC. Now I understand why nobody's getting in trouble.
Well, you know, we've got a weak Congress. There are a bunch of weak sisters up there. You know, the Tea Party guys went up there, but I haven't seen them really do a lot yet. And they all get up there, drink the Potomac River water, and they all become part of the system. It's just out of control. But the thing about it is, every one of these people in this chain of command that not only thought this up, but implemented it, and I'm not talking about the field agents that were told to do it, I'm talking about the brass, needs to go to prison. It's as simple as that. They broke the law intentionally, and they did it for some very terrible, evil purposes, and that was to subjugate the Constitution, pure and simple. I mean, let's just get to the point here. And every one of them needs to go to trial, and they need to go to federal penitentiary. Because if they don't, no one in the world can be guilty of a crime again, period, in this country. That's just the way it is. If they escape, everybody should escape. They might as well just open up all the prisons and let everybody out. Because, you know, there's no such thing as someone that's immune from the law just because of their position or who they work for. And, you know, we got police officers go to jail all the time. Politicians sometimes go to jail. But, you know, I saw this Blagojevich. What's his name? Blagojevich?
Yeah, Blagojevich.
But anyway, he gets convicted on, 17 counts?
Yes.
And I don't see him in jail yet. I don't see him doing the perp walk yet.
He's obviously a slime bag, but they've destroyed most of the tapes. We know Obama and all of them are involved in the same stuff, and Obama getting free houses and all this. And we see a low-level vice president at Citibank getting indicted for supposedly stealing $19 million, but he stole it from the bankers. But then when mega banks like Wells Fargo and their subsidiary are caught laundering $376 billion in 2 years, confirmed they did it, they don't even get in trouble. So they always burn little low-level people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if you start chasing, and like I did in some of my books, if you start chasing the narco money over the last 30 years, or all the way back to Vietnam. Let's go all the way back to the Golden Triangle days when Jacqueline Kleins and all that bunch were there. And all the opium was coming out of the Golden Triangle and Laos. And you start following everything from the Nugan Hand Bank to the WDNBB or whatever it was, Bank in Honolulu, to the BCCI, the Bank of North Little Rock, and all the rest of these banks that are involved in money laundering, and to Iran-Contra, and to the cocaine coming out of the Medellin and Cali cartels that were set up both by the CIA, or at least by Ted Shackley. You start chasing all this stuff, and then you find the money goes into Middle Eastern banks, it goes into the Caymans, and it goes into the New York City mega banks, and that's where it gets laundered. So all the drugs that they buy in Mexico eventually gets laundered through New York City and the mega banks, so they're protected.
It's incredible, and they then bust some of the low-level competition and then fill the prisons with nonviolent offenders while the violent go free. Colonel Craig Roberts is our guest. We're going to continue picking his brain on a host of issues. We're going to get his take next on the TSA and see what his view is of the overall police state here in the Republic. We'll get more into the economy as well with Colonel Craig Roberts on the other show.
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Scheduled to have Ron Paul on with us in about 25 minutes. Then I'm going to go into overdrive, internet only, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv in the fourth hour to talk to Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's in Tripoli, joining us from there. But the radio show's 3 hours, but we continue at PrisonPlanet.tv some days into the fourth hour for folks when there's just too much news that we can't cram in to 3 hours. Going over some of the headlines with Colonel Craig Roberts of RifleWarrior.com, who joins us. Fukushima in Nebraska, rising floodwaters threaten nuclear catastrophe. Locals told us 2 weeks ago this was going on. Now AP and others confirm it. And they're on generator power. And it's with the history of the government lying, who knows what's going to happen. Los Alamos has had fires go right up to their facilities. And that whole area is radioactive from testing, so the fires reignite that and put it into the atmosphere. Radiation levels are going up, so the EPA has just raised the level of what they say safe. Also, cancer surges in body scanner operators, TSA launching cover-up. This could bring the whole thing down, that the government knowingly, they've got the internal memos from the TSA people that of them covering up the cancer clusters, and the fact that they're being blasted with radiation, just incredible information in Paul Joseph Watson's article. Please get this out to everyone. Cancer surges and body scanner operators, TSA launching cover-up. Also, Greek Prime Minister says austerity is patriotic duty, even though 90-plus percent of the money is not owned by the Greek people. This is the central banks bought off their president and finance minister and got them to sign on to the debt. It's called too big to fail. Then you give them your tax money, then they charge you interest for you giving it to them. Yeah, that's how dumb they think we are. Continuing, a final Senate version of TSA bill in Texas, instead of stopping the TSA groping, authorizes it. Now that's incredible. The first bill said Fourth Amendment. You have no reasonable suspicion. You have no probable cause. Well, now the bill says, well, Texas redefines reasonable suspicion. So the bill was going to put him in jail. And it would force them to actually engage in reasonable suspicion. Now they're saying reasonable suspicion is just that you're at an airport. And it's actually the Texas Law Enforcement Association, made up of political, you know, police chiefs that are mainly federalized. They came out and went to Texas and said, we don't like this. We want to do what the feds are doing. This is a great new horizon. So David Dewhurst, the minion, and also Strauss, the Speaker of the House, along with Al Gore's former campaign chairman, Rick Perry, they killed the bill and brought it back and changed it, saying that basically the TSA can give your one-year-old a proctology exam. Now, that's political spin. We're going to tie your hands by throwing you in the briar patch, exactly what you want. Colonel Craig Roberts, what's your view on the TSA as a Marine, as an Army colonel, as a police officer, an investigator? What is your view of the TSA?
Well, it's a typical deal. It's an agency created out of thin air, all of a sudden, overnight, utilizing personnel that had no training, no experience, and no expertise, very little education. I remember right after 9/11, they just waved a magic wand, and all of these low-grade magnetic gate screeners that they had hired off the street as civilian contractees that worked for civilian companies with a different company at every airport, all of a sudden became federal agents. No training, no academy, no understanding of the laws, nothing. And so you had a lot of these people who've got the Weidrup syndrome. Power went to their head. I've got a badge, and I'm powerful, and I can be tough, and look at me, and I get to be the drill instructor here at the airport, and you're going to line up and do what I say. It may have been also on purpose that they did this, because you've got people like that who are basically like the brown shirts that eventually, because you have to go someplace, because you have to get on an airplane, because you have a schedule to keep, because you've got relatives to visit, business to do, whatever, you comply with get in line, shut up, take a number, do as we say. And once we get that that cattle mentality, and we submit to that, then it's very easy to control a population. You control a population many ways. One of the ways is by making them psychologically malleable to following orders. Don't ask questions.
Bingo! And now it's spreading to high school proms with the TSA. Now it's spreading with the TSA. Is going to train and wave a magic wand, and now Texas police, New York police, are suddenly allowed to grab your genitals and go down your pants, and now they're changing the definition of reasonable suspicion to, well, you're at a public place, or we just feel like it. I mean, this is really the end of our common law, the end of basic liberty, and it's the same thing that British citizens went to war with the King of England over, because he was stomping on their rights and doing the exact same type of garbage.
Okay, now here's the deal. What do we do to stop it? Well, it's real simple, but no one's addressing the issue. What people don't understand is we've become this follow orders, do as you're told, don't make waves, the nail that sticks up, get the hammer, keep your mouth shut, and then they'll get somebody else. They won't bother you. You'll be able to go on your way. What you have to understand is that is when you look at the mechanism as a whole. You cannot look at the TSA as this big machine with the federal government that has all this power. The way you have to look at it is you don't fight City Hall. You fight the individual in City Hall that you're going after. And what you do is any TSA agent that violates your constitutional rights, such as the groping and the Fourth Amendment stuff and all that sort of thing, you file on them. You sue them personally under 42 U.S.C. 1983. That makes them personally, their government. government position cannot protect them in a 1983 lawsuit.
Well, you know as well as I, police have authority to make arrests, to do all those things, because they are making a citizen's arrest, and in the incorporated city, under state law, the people are hiring you to be designated citizens with special training and weapons, but hired by us to serve, to go out, and it's the same power of citizen's arrest that does that. As soon as an officer steps out of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, they no longer have immunity. Citizens have immunity to shoot a robber coming in their house, just like a cop has the immunity to shoot a robber if he comes to a house and catches him in it and the robber tries something. So it's the same power. They're trying to train us that we don't have that power, or they're trying to tell us that out-of-control police are above the law, or TSA are above the law, but as soon as they step out of the Constitution, they're wide open.
Well, that's exactly right. And 20 years ago, I had to go to in-service at the academy one day. I went in, and a lawyer was there talking to us about 1983 lawsuits because they were starting to occur around the country. I had never even heard about it. And basically it was, if we stepped outside of our privileges given us as law enforcement officers by the Constitution and given to the citizens by the Constitution, if we violated their civil rights, whether it's the Fourth Amendment or whatever, if we violated, we became then personally responsible and were not under the protection of the department. And on top of that, you can add vicarious liability. Vicarious liability says, I'm not only going to sue you, I'm going to sue your boss and your boss's boss and your boss's boss individually and go after your bank accounts, your pensions, your houses, and everything, and you can't be protected.
And this is a big secret. Like Ventura is personally suing, I was about to say Reno, same lady, different time, Napolitano, Mr. Napolitano. Sorry, Mr. Maddow. I'm sorry, Janet Napolitano. I get them all confused, but the point is they are going after her. And even if they in their kangaroo court beat it, you know what cops say? You beat the rap, you can't beat the ride.
Yeah, well, when you start saying vicarious liability, that I'm not only going to sue you, son, I'm going to sue your boss and your boss's boss. And here it is, a 42-1983 lawsuit. They know what that is. If they don't, they'll have somebody tell them what it is, and they're going to back off real quick, because right then they become personally responsible. They don't hide in the crowd anymore. And once they become personally responsible, and it's their bank account, yeah, their pension, and their job, you know what their bosses are going to say? They're going to say, hey, we don't, he was working out of bounds. He was on either he or she were on their own. But the problem with that is a vicarious liability lawsuit says failure to properly supervise, failure to properly train. And that does not let the boss off the hook at that point.
Well, I was a few years ago protesting Rick Perry, and an Austin police commander came over with riot cops getting dressed. We were on the sidewalk, not blocking anything, and he said, I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave. And I said, well, Austin's lost lawsuits over this. And he said, I don't care. And this is on video. And I said, well, listen, I'm going to sue you personally. And I said, and this went on. He said, I'm still going to arrest you. And I said, you go ahead. I'm in the right. You're in the wrong. Why on earth would you want to violate the First Amendment that protects you and your family? And he finally went away. Cops just need to know the Bill of Rights and Constitution is there to protect them as well as everybody else.
Well, the problem is there's a lot of departments, especially your smaller ones, they get very little training on that. You know, they get a little bit of constitutional law when they go through the academy, and after that, except for once in a while at in-service, they really don't get it reinforced. They're so busy with their nose in the municipal code and the state statutes that they don't pay any attention to the federal law. They don't pay attention to the constitutional law. You know, when Jack McLam was traveling all around, passing out pocket constitutions and lecturing on that to police officers around the country, it was like he had a whole bunch of brand new rookies that didn't know any of that existed. So it's all in education and training and supervision. And if they don't get that, then that's what you're going to run into. And it's really bad in the rural areas and the small towns and the sheriff's departments.
We've only got one more segment coming up, and there's so many issues I want to get in to you. Colonel Craig Roberts, riflewarrior.com. I know you had a bunch of best-selling books, but do you even sell books anymore there at the site?
Well, I've got the New York City books through Simon & Schuster, One Shot, One Kill, and Crosshairs on the Kill Zone and that sort of thing. And then there's still a couple on the website, but Amazon's got a new release of the Medusa File out that you can order through Amazon.com. And it's got a new cover on it and everything. And the Medusa File is probably the one everybody really needs to read.
Yeah, that's where you really get deep. You can learn a lot from that book about how this whole criminal global network works. Colonel Craig Roberts is our guest. Ron Paul is scheduled to be coming up. I got a million things running through my head. What should I ask him? Boy, I tell you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the food.
Colonel Craig Roberts, in closing, wants to get into some new Oklahoma City developments. For those that don't know, he worked the case and also investigated the murder of police officer Terrence Yakey by the feds. For cop of the year, he was one of the first on scene and actually saw what was going on. A lot of new developments on Oklahoma City front. Colonel Craig Roberts, you've been tracking this since it happened 16 years ago. What's the latest info?
Well, you know, there's a lot of questions that are coming up now on the Middle Eastern connection, which is what we were really leaning on back, you know, in 95 and 96, and that Reno and Free and Clinton all said there is no Middle Eastern connection, and at that point the FBI just said, okay, we're not going to deal with it. Where there is no Middle Eastern connection, we'll go chase, you know, wild geese someplace else. Well, we have documents that have surfaced from the Philippine Intelligence Services where Nichols, you know, had gone to the Philippines on several occasions, did not have a job, had no money, yet he was able to fly back and forth to the Philippines, stay in hotels, and go to meetings with Abu Sayyaf. And the documents have surfaced from the Philippines, name the names of who he met over there, and one of them was Muhammad Wali Khan, who was tied to the Sheikh Khalid Mohammed. Well, Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, of course, was, you know, one of the right-hand men of in Al-Qaeda. And his nephew was Ramzi Yousef, and Ramzi Yousef, whose real name was Bassett, was the planner for Operation Bojica, which was going to, you know, blow up a dozen American jumbo jets, and that failed when his apartment caught fire. And
you talked about this a decade ago, but now more documents have come out.
Right.
But people get confused. You're saying clearly ATF involved. You got McVeigh now. They got sworn affidavits from Nichols and others that he was sheep-dipped out of special operations. You've got German intelligence there. You got Jane Graham seeing McVeigh in the building, the gray sticks of butter. This is a classic criminal network operation, because that's what Clinton would hire, would be a group, so that it's so confused, just like with Kennedy, nobody can understand how it was run. Is that where this is going?
Well, yeah, pretty much. It's now we have documents that name and pretty much date Nichols in the Philippines meeting with members of Al-Qaeda, and it goes all the way to a guy that then we called Osama bin Laden with a U, which is his actual real name, and they changed it to Osama sometime later on. In fact, I even mentioned him in the Medusa file back before 9/11. No one ever acted like they ever heard of this guy before, but we stumbled onto him. But anyway, we've got those documents showing there's a definite Middle Eastern connection. It goes to where? Pakistan. And it goes to the area between the Pakistan border and the Afghan border, and then across the border into the terrorist training camps that were originally set up by the CIA to train the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. And we've got all of this evidence. Plus, we've got the names of Americans that are involved that ran a travel service to the Philippines out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And all of this, you know, a lot of this went to Jaina Davis, and Jaina took it to the U.S. attorney, took it to the FBI. They didn't want to see it. They didn't want to touch it.
Craig, we're almost out of time. From your deep research of this, best we can tell, who was running the operation? How were the different players involved?
Well, you know, it's hard to put your finger on who exactly pushed the green button that said make it go, but we know who was covering up the operation, and that tells us a lot. You've got the entire Clinton regime that covered up the actual leads of the Oklahoma City bombing. You had special agents of the FBI out of New York, I think it was, that came in and refused to investigate the actual leads that we came up. We've got
the head of counterterrorism was there the night before and got caught lying about it.
Well, and we've had them change reports, change witness statements, intimidate witnesses. Terrence Yankee, of course, he ended up dead. Several other people ended up dead that saw things they shouldn't have seen that talked about it. Jane Graham, who saw Andrew Strassmeyer in the basement of the Murrah building. We've got all of these things, but you can't get anybody to do anything about it, because that tells you if you do something about it, it's going to lead someplace to
a... What does that mean when you got Muslim extremist terrorists, you got German intelligence, you got McVeigh running around, you got the ATF running around? I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, and you know, it's a soup sandwich. And the thing about this, when you do come up with good leads and you've got the federal government who refuses to address those leads, who doesn't want to see it, doesn't want to touch it, that tells me everything I need to know. You know, if I'm going to arrest the guy and I can't get the prosecutor to go along with it, I'm powerless.
Incredible. And, of course, you know about the case where lawyers have been getting different FBI documents where one set's blacked out in one area, the other in the other, and they're able to put them together and find out that the Southern Poverty Law Center was basically running Elohim City.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Strassmeyer was reporting straight to the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, those people are the ones that derailed the investigation. They actually had the whole thing twist away from the Middle Eastern connections and the actual what the witnesses actually saw, you know, at the scene, and they twisted it all around to where it was all Elohim City and bank robbers and yada yada, which was a false flag, false front, false lead from the very beginning.
All right, Colonel Roberts, look forward to having you back soon. God bless you, my friend. Ron Paul's coming up. Colonel, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.
Keep your bandit sharp.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we've got Congressman Ron Paul for the next 20 minutes, and I know he's the hardest working person in Congress, and I feel a little guilty taking his time up, but he's got so much important information, and I know our audience is always chomping at the bit whenever he joins us, normally every month, but now every couple of months because he's so busy. And I've got a whole cornucopia of things to cover here: the wars, the constitutional crisis, the TSA, the dirty tricks the media has been running on Ron Paul. And he's a good sportsman, so he never really talks about it, but I think it needs to be discussed. But obviously he's a presidential candidate. He's the only candidate that is a constitutionalist and that has the solutions to help get this country on the right track. All the others are rhinos or globalists or neocons, and we've got to get behind Ron Paul. But thank God he ran for president, because by running, he's injecting real issues. We've got him for the next 20 minutes, and then he's gone. Sir, there's so much to cover, but the Financial Times says the dollar is seen losing global reserve status. The bankers are engaged in economic terrorism in Greece. Now they're saying it's going to spread here. The recession never ended. You've been proven right again, sir. What can you say, because you're on the banking committees, what can you say about the state of the world economy right now?
Well, I think it's sick and getting thicker. I did read one article you probably saw today. They said that the dollar, the reserve standard, as the reserve standard of the world, will be coming to an end. And they added within 25 years. I would suggest that it's going to come much sooner. I just don't believe it'll last for 25 years where it'll be the dominant reserve currency of the world. The big problem, though, is who's going to pick up the pieces? They're getting together and they're trying to have another international paper currency put together, but then they throw out a few tidbits and say, well, maybe we ought to put a little bit of gold into that as well. But the problems we have are really very overwhelming. They cannot sustain this. So I would say that it's not going to be 25 years, but I don't know, you know, nobody knows exactly the date. But it could come sooner, a lot sooner. It could come a year or two or who knows when. Depends on what event might arise. But the problem they face is the one that we face in trying to figure it out, is the dollar is a terrible currency. But when you compare it to the euro that has to bail out the Greek economy, you know, all of a sudden people look to us because traditionally we've been so strong economically and militarily. They say, well, at least we can park our money in treasury bills, you know, for another month or two or three. But someday they're going to run out of this and the momentum will be against the dollar. And not too many years ago, the dollar got in big trouble and we had to go begging to the IMF. And that was in 79 and 80. People thought it would be, they'd lose control. But the time is coming, and that will be a much bigger event than we've just experienced, you know, from 08 up until now, and the current crisis that we're in the middle of, because I think it'll just drive us that much deeper into an economic crisis.
Well, the Chinese, as you know, just 2 weeks ago said the United States is already technically defaulted. The Federal Reserve is buying most of the T-bills. And for the average layman out there, they're like, why does that concern me? Well, that's the faith and credit of the United States, and that's a tactic I've seen where they'll say 10 years, 25 on something that's going to happen to introduce the idea to you so you accept it but don't panic. A lot of the experts I read and who've been accurate in the past, they say 2-3 years, but then they point out it's a global concerted devaluation, so it's not even that the dollar is going to lose its reserve, it's just going to lose its value.
That's right, and you know, they're trying to frighten the members of Congress into, you know, voting to raise the debt limit like they did about the bailout. You know, the end of the world will come. There will be a default. But the default is, I mean, our country is known for default. I mean, all the way back to the Civil War period, they defaulted on promising to pay gold. We did it in the 30s with Roosevelt. Then we did it to all foreigners in 1971. We just say, well, no, yes, we promised you an ounce of gold for $35, but we're not going to do it anymore. So, and even now, they keep saying, well, you have to raise it because we don't want to default on the debt. But if prices are going up for the average person, which they are, and they're probably going up 5 to 10% at least at the minimum, somebody's defaulting constantly. That means they're losing 10 cents on the dollar every year. It'll get much worse. So that is the default, but that's the deception. Matter of fact, it's deliberate policy because they know what we know. They know the debt can't be paid. There's no way they can meet their this. There's not enough people working to pay off the debt.
But the private central banks, they get first use on the money, and so they're more than happy. And as we get more bankrupt, they're going to be there loaning us whatever the new currency system is in the future, so they come out on top with their new vaunted bank of the world that George Soros says is going to save us.
Yeah, and they pay 0% interest on it, and then they buy some of this government debt and do these kind of things, and they make 2-4%. But you know, if you're retired and think you have this obligation to take care of yourself, and say, "Well, I'm going to have a CD because I can't trust the you know the stocks or anything else," they get cheated because they make essentially nothing on their savings, and then they have to pay taxes on it. Then they wonder why the people don't take better care of themselves, you know. But it's a deeply flawed system. It's a deeply flawed system of money and the welfareism and central economic planning through the Federal Reserve. It's all deeply flawed, and though many of us have talked about this for many, many years, it's coming to fruition, and most people are realizing it. It's also the reason that especially the young people are realizing how much they're being dumped on, and I know you reach a lot of young people as well, talking to how they're getting ripped off. Because there's no way, even if they could get a good job, they can't pay off these obligations, but they're not getting any good jobs. So we are really, really facing a major problem, and it has to be a dollar crisis coming in our future.
Well, what about Bernanke last week saying he's puzzled that the economy isn't getting better? You, with total precision, have predicted exactly what would happen because it's sound laws of economics. Bernanke knows full well, as you just said, they know what they're doing, and telling us we're not in a recession. I mean, that's another lie. Congressman, shifting gears into the campaign, you are the only candidate, you know, decades ago telling the truth about issues, now in the presidential race, the only one who's telling the truth and who has the track record to be trusted. Mitt Romney, who helped write what became Obamacare, the rest of them. I mean, this is a pack of people who are just completely unqualified at this point. We've got CNN ignoring their own polls and running internet polls with 54 people and then showing you for zero when their own polls show that you won. You're winning most of the straw polls, second New Hampshire. I hear mainline conservative radio talking about Republican candidates. They won't even mention you, despite the fact that you're right there in the top three candidates. That shows that the system is scared of you. What can you say to the dirty tricks that they've been trying to pull on you?
I don't think you could stop them. I mean, they have too much power and control because they own the media and they own a lot of these outlets. So talking to people like you that will get the truth out, but also the internet is a good way to do this. But as bad as the system is, it still operates reasonably well. That is that, you know, over the years I've been able to run for Congress and get elected. And now I am still able to compete even up against these odds and these tricks. Because, you know, we can get in and organize, and our numbers are growing. We're able to raise the money that is necessary, and we continue to do that as long as we keep adding volunteers and able to raise the money. We are going to compete, but obviously it is more difficult because there's still a large number of people, if not even the majority, get their information from the evening news, the ordinary news, and from their politicians. And if they can discredit you, you don't get credibility. And last go around, you know, the first two major debates, one right before Iowa and one before New Hampshire, you know, they excluded me from the debates. This year, they're not going to be able to do it. So that we have made progress, and that's been because there's a growing number of people who are on to their tricks and are watching them rather closely, and they're going to hear from the supporters if they start doing that. So in spite of the obstacles, our job is to keep doing what we're doing and just gain supporters.
Well, I want to talk about some of the things on the positive front and specifically the websites and how people need to get involved now. But you, at the start of the race last time, weren't even in the top 10. Then you were in the top 4 or 5. Now, out of the gates, you're winning most of the straw polls. You've won the big coveted CPAC 2 years in a row. So Fox cuts to a year-old clip of you being booed. I mean, all sorts of tricks. I mean, it is showing that they're scared of you, showing you are viable. The new talking point is you're not viable and you're fighting for credibility, which, again, is just a pure hoax. If you just look at the polls and the numbers, they are horrified of you. And we have Jim Tucker and others that have given us sterling intel from inside Bilderberg the last 5 years running. You are discussed every year. And they say even if Ron Paul doesn't win, it's the third rail in colleges now, not liberalism or fake conservatism, but, you know, true freedom. You're in the debates. You're exposing the imperial presidency. You're exposing the dollar devaluation. I mean, they are like vampires to a cross, and Ron Paul is the cross. They are scared of you.
Well, I don't know how scared they are. I think they do have concern, but, you know, the one place where we think they're revealing that we our side's making progress is they're starting to support some of our positions, whether it's, you know, backing off on some of this warmongering stuff and saying some things about auditing a Fed. So we're making that progress. And what they believe is that if they just appeal or neutralize that a little bit and they can get elected, one of them get elected that supports the same policies, they don't have to follow through with the policy. So they recognize our views are popular, But they also know that you can say a lot of things in campaign, and as long as we elect, you know, their particular kind of people, they don't have to follow through on their promises.
Well, that was my next point. While they're attacking you and you know, saying that you're weak when you're the opposite, they're all, even mainstream media admits that suddenly the entire Republican field is acting and talking like Ron Paul. So when they can't beat you, they try to counterfeit you.
Yeah, and they certainly wouldn't say, well, you know, he has a good point there or there, but the rude laughing and the ridicule, I think that's going to go away. So far it's gone away, and I don't know whether they'll go back to that or not. So there's reason for us to say there's a good reason to keep doing exactly what we're doing and using what is available to us, you know, which radio shows and which internet programs, and there's just a lot available to us. It's not like when there were just three major networks and hardly anybody on talk radio that would, you know, defend our position. So that's where, you know, I'm optimistic. But on the short run, there are days when I think about the overwhelming problems we face. And, you know, we're just starting to see what happens when the government can't come through, you know, like in places like Greece where the promises can't be fulfilled. People get angry. That's going to be happening here, too.
Well, there's a good chance you're going to become president, but regardless, we've got to supercharge your campaign so you can be at the very forefront the entire time, injecting real issues so that as the implosion comes in the future, people will know what you said, and our movement for liberty, with you as a focal point, will be that much bigger and stronger to offer real solutions, and we'll end up having a president Paul one way or the other. So folks need to have a long-term vision. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. We have to have a long-term plan because nothing happens overnight. And if you had asked me 5 years ago how far along we would be in this effort, I would have not been very optimistic that we could have achieved what we have so far. So things are moving, but it means that we still have a long way to go, too. And there's lots up for grabs. And when people lose power, they can get pretty, pretty nasty because they do not want to give up that power. And the people who control the money and the system and the appropriations process and the international affairs and all these things, they will not go away quietly. They will be, pretty determined to cling to their power.
Kicking and screaming. All right, we've only got 4 or 5 minutes left running through these quick questions. I was surprised to see Congressman Nadler, big Democrat, come out and say Obama is becoming an emperor. Just as you said weeks ago, the last nail in the Republic's coffin, if Congress lets the president not even consult Congress and say, my authority comes from the UN, quote, I've done this for the legitimacy of the UN. I mean, sir, is that not seditious? Is that not treason? Is it not impeachable what President Obama has done with this whole Libya thing, and now they're getting the ground invasion ready?
Oh, sure. And in a different age, it would have been impeachable, and it would have probably followed through. But up until recent years, they've either gotten permission or token permission. But it's been bad for a while. Truman certainly did not do anything to notify Congress. He just marched in under UN, into Korea. And they got token permission, you know, for Vietnam and these other events. But once again, Bosnia was no permission, no consultation, and this is the same way in Libya. But there, you know, although the Congress is waking up and there's a pretty good coalition of liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats coming together and trying to slow this thing up and say the president has no right to do this. At the same time, on this DOD budget authorization, you know, they inserted in there an expansion of the power. Actually, if it's passed by the Senate and put in the law, we've literally legalized, we put into the code, even though not in the Constitution, put into the code that the president doesn't have to come to us. They've expanded the definition of our enemy. Today it's Al-Qaeda, and they're allowed to do almost anything there. But they've expanded it to include the Taliban and anything which is considered an associated force. The associated forces, the president has the right to go after, no matter what country, or including our own. So this, to me, was one of the most dangerous changes in our law. Was given legitimacy to our president on what he's been doing. And of course, there's not much resistance either from the Republicans or the Democrats. hopefully we can wake the American people up to that change.
What about Obama, admittedly, going to have feds pose as people calling doctors to see if they're taking Medicare, Medicaid patients, which is their right to not do, as you know. This is really freaking doctors out that now the feds are going to be spying on them.
Yes, and I would assume that most people don't realize that's against the law to do those kind of things. I mean, why should they violate the privacy, you know, of a doctor-patient relationship and come in and fake? It's fraud. It's deceitful. And what kind of punishment might these doctors? What if the doctor said, I don't take medical care patients? You know, who knows what kind of a list you get put on there? But no, that's just one thing leads to the next. Always an unintended consequence. Every time the government does one thing, they create two or three new problems.
Congressman, just a couple questions left here, and then we're going to ask you how we support the campaign again. Operation Fast and Furious, just to remind listeners, the head of the ATF caught lying to Congress saying he didn't know. Now we have the emails and memorandum. They were running the operation to ship guns into Mexico to then claim that we're causing the violence down there, a form of false flag, a staged event to frame the Second Amendment. He's caught lying. Can you or others call for congressional hearings and haul these people up and expose what the dreaded ATF has done?
Oh, I'm sure that would be legitimate if somebody's so motivated. I don't happen to be on that particular committee. But, yes, government oversight could do that. They could call up and get to the bottom of it. But I haven't heard a whole lot of talk. I don't have any special information on that. But they certainly can, and they certainly should.
Yeah. In closing on the political issues, there's new reports out in mainstream television and newspapers that cancer is surging in body scan operators, the TSA, at the Boston airport, where it's been for 7 years, and they've had an internal cover-up of the fact that they know that radiation is leaking out of these. Could this be the nail in the coffin of this federal TSA, that they knowingly are not following radiation rules or radiology rules that you'd follow in your practice? And that,
well, let's hope so, but isn't it sad that they have to come to that conclusion after somebody's made sick or get cancer? But the big thing is we got to get the government out of that business. So if they get rid of the machines, then they're going to do a lot more probing and prodding and poking everybody. So it's really tragic. I think what's happening at airports is the litmus test. If the American people can sit back and look at some of those pictures and not be outraged and not demanding changes, when I see that, that's when I have some pessimistic thoughts about what's going to happen in this country. So there's hope that those pictures will so outrage the people that we'll end up doing something about it.
Speaking of the TSA, I've got sources inside the Perry campaign and at Fox News. As you know, Rick Perry, the governor, is planning to run. I would imagine you've got the same intel. And he's going to run on a Ron Paul platform. So he's really going to be the guy you face from our analysis. And Rick Perry quietly tried to kill the good bill. They've rewritten it. Where it actually puts in the code that the TSA can do this now in Texas, and they're calling it an anti-TSA bill, kind of like what we saw with the War Powers doublespeak of saying they're against what Obama's doing but trying to give him the power.
That's typical. That's why you can never look what they do on the surface. When people want something done, they'll pass a bill, and it'll do the opposite, whether it was the War Powers Resolution or this recent episode of that bill they tried to pass, which literally legalized the war. So, yes, that's what they do, and then they claim victory.
What's your view of Perry?
Well, I might have shaken hands with him, but I don't even remember that. So I don't know him well personally, but I would think that he and I wouldn't have much in agreement on policies.
Well, he was Al Gore's former campaign manager in Texas. I don't think that's a very good...
that ought to tell a few people something.
Well, Congressman, you seemed really happy because you're always so focused, because I know you're a very disciplined man. But when I talked to you in the break before you came live, I don't think I've ever heard you so happy. Am I right in that? I mean, you said, well, I'm sad for the country, but overall I'm happy that folks are starting to wake up. I mean, you are happy.
Yeah, I am. And things have personally with family and everything has been going pretty well. And that's what I guess cheers me up.
Well, thank you, sir. In closing, what, I mean, because I've got millions of listeners, a lot of new big stations across the country. We're not talking to just a million every day. We're talking to 3 million every day on the radio alone, not just internet later. We're reaching about 10 million a week. Talking to the millions of new listeners who've never heard you in a long form. They've heard you on TV being interrupted constantly. What can they do to be part of this second American revolution or the restoration of the republic? Give us the orders from headquarters. What do we do to supercharge a campaign that's already on fire?
Well, in very general terms, slightly separate from the campaign, what everybody has to do is be informed, get the information and find out where the problem is and what the answers are and why philosophy is important. When they're informed, then they have to do something, and they can make choices. They can get involved directly. They can become candidates or support candidates. They can get into education. They can get radio talk shows. They can get on the Internet to promote this message. But then when it comes more specific for what I've been doing, you know, we had the educational opportunities through my foundation as well as Campaign for Liberty, but right now we are very much engaged in the presidential campaign. People who are interested in that can go to RonPaul2012.com and find out what they can do, because that's where we need the help. We need people to volunteer. We need to raise money, and right now the next big event for us is to try to find people in Iowa. If anybody knows anybody in Iowa that would be willing to support us and make an effort and come out on August 13th, that would be very helpful to us.
And when's the next money bomb? And folks can give right now at RonPaul2012.com.
Well, there is an effort right now, because on the 30th of this month, the books close, and you know there's a report is significant because it will be blasted all over the country on who raised what. And we won't be the biggest fundraiser, but we're going to have raised a lot. But they were trying to push for, first for three, then somebody said maybe we can raise five, and I think it's not quite at $4 million right now. So in the next couple of days, we're hoping to boost that up and have a good showing for the financial reports of this quarter.
All right, Congressman. Well, thank you so much. Okay. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
There goes. Thank you. There goes Congressman Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very exciting information, and great to have him on the broadcast with us today. Now, continuing here, we're at the end of the official broadcast. We're going to do Internet only, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com. Webster Tarpley from Tripoli coming up. I want to just plug that we have the new free newsletter. You go to the top of InfoWars.com. It says InfoWars Insider, exclusive videos, articles, photos, going out every Tuesday. Right after the show ends, it starts blasting out after 2. So if you want to go sign up right now, just put your email in. Hit sign up now. We will send you that. And we're going to start sending out daily email blasts with key intel, photos, exclusive videos that are only available through that newsletter. It's another system that goes directly to you, not through Twitter that could shut us down, not through YouTube that could shut us down, not through Google. They could shut down our web servers for our websites. But we'd still have this other platform on separate servers to send you emails. That's why we're developing and building up the InfoWars Insider. Then you can take newsletter and forward it to your friends and family, and folks can sign up right there in the newsletter that they get for that. So a special report on how resistance is victory. That's this week's main article. Is going to be going out in the next 15 minutes or so. So go to InfoWars.com, top right-hand corner. It says the InfoWars Insider. Also, to financially support this radio broadcast and help get the word out, you can get my 5 best-selling films, Police State 4, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, and Obama Deception for $29.95. The special ends Friday. And get a free Mark Dice Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True on top of that. That is an incredible deal. InfoWars.com. Or you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And, of course, you can also sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We're going to do an hour on the Internet only at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.